The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nun. The Gemara, for a large portion of this blot, of this Daf Nun, discusses the halachas of the Mishnah, which is found on Daf Mem Testament of Days. Somebody is traveling on the way on Erev Shabbos, and they see that it's starting to get dark, and they're afraid they might not make it in time for Shabbos, the destination, to where they want to get. So they want to make an Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen allows them an extra 2,000 amos. Otherwise, if they would not make an Erev Tchumen, so when Shabbos would start, it would come Ben Shmosha, so it would come the appropriate time when Shabbos starts, then they would only get 2,000 amos from where they're standing in all four directions. A person actually gets his own Dalad amos, four amos in all directions, and after that begins 2,000 in all the various directions. And this person wants to get an additional 2,000, he wants to have 4,000 amos altogether. And he feels this will make the difference, and he'll be able to make it to where he wants to get for Shabbos. So he wants to make an Erev Tchumen. And because he's a traveler, so very often the case is that he doesn't have any food with him, which he could use for Erev Tchumen. And even if he does have food with him, since in most cases he doesn't have food with him, Chazar or Meiko, that he can make an Erev in a different way, by speaking out he wants to make an Erev. And not only doesn't he have to put down food in the place that he wants to make the Erev, doesn't have to put down pas, bread, or something that's eaten lav is a pas, something that's eaten with bread, but rather... And not only doesn't he not have to be in that place by Shkia to say he wants to be Kanish Reis in that place, but he can look towards that place, point there, have it in mind, as long as he is specific about which place he wants to be, where he is Kanish Reis for that Shabbos, that is sufficient. That becomes his home, so to speak, his Mokm Reis for that Shabbos. And he gets 2,000 Amos besides the 4 Amos of that place itself. He gets 2,000 Amos in all directions. And provided that the place where he is starting from now, B'Yash Moshe's time, is within 2,000 Amos from that place. Now, regarding the question of whether he has to actually, right now, be, at the time that he makes the statement, does he have to actually be within 2,000 amos of that place or not? This question is discussed by the Bir Halacha, Siman Tov Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. If it's important at the time that he, let's say he picks that place, he sees a tree or a fence far away that he recognizes, and he says that that's where he wants to become a Shvisa, he wants the Erev Tchumen to, so to speak, be in that place. And right now, when he speaks that out, when he makes the statement, he has more than 2,000 amos, he has more than, we'll go through Moshe Feinstein Shir, he has more than 3,500 feet away from that spot. But by the time it comes Shkia, by the time it comes Banish Moshes, he will be within 2,000 amos of that spot. The Bir Halacha says that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Mashmal, that at the time that he states that he wants to be Kanish Visa, he wants his Mokum for Shabbos to be that place, he has to actually be within 2,000 amos of that spot. However, the Bir Halacha says that the Lashon of Rambam, the implication of the Lashon of Rambam is that as long as when it comes Shabbos, when Shabbos starts, he is within 2,000 amos of the place of the tree trunk that he wants to use to be Kanish Visa, that's sufficient. And he says the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha says the Beis Meir, seems to be mitzadid l'halacha karambam, seems to be leading in that direction. So we can make him say that as long as when Shabbos starts, he'll be within 2,000 amos of that spot. He is Kanish Visa at that spot, which he states very clearly that he wants to be Kanish Visa at. And as long as he's within 2,000 amos of there when Shabbos starts, he can walk the 2,000 amos up to that place, and in addition, another 2,000 amos on the other side, which will hopefully get him to, all the way to his destination. Sounds like a far-fetched case probably to most of us, but it can happen, unfortunately. Sometimes someone is traveling, let's say it's in the summer, and he's going up on the Erev Shabbos Friday afternoon, he's traveling up to the mountains, and there's a lot of traffic on the way, something can happen. It's not, unfortunately, it's not as unusual as it should be. And he's cutting it very close, he sees he's getting close to Shkia, and he realizes that he better get off his car, turn off the ignition, leave the keys there. And now, he wants to make it to, let's say he's going to a bungalow colony for Shabbos, or a place where he has a home. And he thinks about it, he makes the cheshbon, and he knows where he is now, and he realizes that he is more than 2,000 amos from that place, from that bungalow colony. And let's say it's a bungalow colony that's not part of a different city, it's not part of the township of Folsburg, or of the larger ear or ribua of an ear of a different ear. Let's say it's in a slightly more deserted area in the mountains. So he wants to make it there on Shabbos, at least, to walk there, and he'll get there on Shabbos. So he picks something that he sees in the distance, and in the distance he sees a road sign that he figures is within two-thirds of a mile, it's within 3,500 feet from where he's standing now. He knows the area a little bit, so he knows that road sign is also within 3,500 feet of the destination which he wants to get to, of his bungalow colony, or of the place in the bungalow colony which he has to make it to. So he says that, I want to be Kanish Visa, I want this my Erev to be Chal, by that road sign, by the stop sign that I see in the distance far ahead. So that's good, and that works, and now he can walk all the way to the place where he wants to walk on Shabbos, 2,000 amos up to the road sign, and 2,000 amos afterwards. Now, let's say what he's discussing is not a road sign, but rather a tree. And that's what's discussed in our sugya. A tree is larger, very often, at least a large tree that one will be seeing from distance, is larger than a dal amos, or it's, what pertains to us, it's a case that's larger than ein amos. So now if the person is vague, and he doesn't say which part of the tree he wants to use to become a shvisa, so now we don't know exactly what he meant. If the tree is less than 8 amas, so then we know that the middle point of the tree, let's say the tree is 7 amas, we know the middle arm of the tree, the sure plant I'm using as his home base for Shabbos, we just don't know if it's the middle part of the tree and 3 amas this way, or if it's the middle part of the tree and 3 amas that way. So that's fine. But and he gets the whole tree as his home base for Shabbos, that's the place where he's kana shvisa. However, let's say the tree is 8 amas or more, so now we don't know which part of the tree he means. So if he, the smart thing to do, the right thing to do, is to say that he wants to become a shvisa by the trunk of a tree, and that's something which is small enough, it's definitely less than 4 amas or 8 amas in size, and he'll become a shvisa by the trunk of the tree, and assuming that by Vinash Moshes he is within 2,000 amas of the tree trunks, now he can walk those 2,000 amas until there, plus the additional 2,000 amas afterwards to get to his destination that he would like to get to. However, if he is vague and does not say which part of a tree he wants to use, or let's say he sees a fence in the distance, and this is a fence that starts close to 2,000 amas away from him, and it continues for a certain amount of space, it keeps on going, it's a fence going in the same direction as he's going, and he's not specific, he doesn't say the beginning of the fence I want to use as my Mokum Shvisa, as my home base for the Shabbos. So again, we don't know which part of the fence he means. So the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says that if he's not specific, he doesn't say exactly which spot in the tree or in the fence that he meant. So assuming that the whole tree, let's discuss the tree for the time being, assuming that the whole tree is in this 2,000 amas, so in principle there shouldn't be a problem, because any part of the tree is beseder, any part of the tree is okay to use for his kin shvisa. He could become a shvisa any part of the tree and get 2,000 amas after, we just don't know which. So then we just have to go the chumra both ways, the Mechaber says. That means that we better make sure that by the beginning of Shabbos he's within 2,000 amas of the entire tree, and then we will assume that he meant the near part of the tree. So he will be allowed to go an additional 2,000 amas past the beginning of the tree. So although he must make sure that by the beginning of Shabbos, assuming that he made this vague statement that he wants to become a shvisa by the tree, he must make sure that by the beginning of Shabbos, the entire tree is within his 2,000 amas, or it's actually 2,004 amas, because he always got 4 amas plus the 2,000. So he has to make sure that the entire tree is within his 2,004 amas. And if when he gets there, he discovers that the entire tree is not in his 2,000 or 2,004 amas, then he's in deep trouble, as we'll soon discuss. But provided the entire tree is within his 2,004 amas, then it's fine. But when we come to measuring the 2,000 amas, or actually the 4 plus 2,000 amas, we must start from the beginning of the tree, because maybe where he's starting from is actually the beginning of the tree. And therefore, when he wants to walk to his final destination, he will measure 4 amas and then 2,000 from the beginning of the tree. If he, obviously the more common case is that person will not know exactly how to measure the amas, but we already know we learned that from Beis. And this is the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that somebody who does not come Shabbos, and he doesn't know exactly how far he is, and he doesn't have the appropriate measuring stick, or a chevel, which is the correct way to measure, he doesn't have the correct way to measure, so he measures up high m'siyas beinus, it's brought down to Mishin Tzadi Zayin, so if there is that someone's in the middle of nowhere and Shabbos starts, he doesn't know the Tchum Shabbos, he walks up high m'siyas beinus, which means 2,000 average steps. It's assumed that the average person takes a step, that's an amma long. If a person takes shorter steps, then obviously he's allowed more than 2,000. If he takes larger steps, then he's allowed less than 2,000 steps. But this is the halacha. Now, let's say the case is as such that he made a vague statement that he wants to become a shvisa by the tree, and part of the tree is out of his 2,000 amas. So then the Shulchan Aruch says that then he has a real problem, because he can't go anywhere, because where he's standing now, he doesn't want to become a shvisa. He stated very clearly, he made a very clear statement, he does not want to become a shvisa, he does not want his home base for Shabbos to be where he's standing now. So we cannot give him 2,000 amas in every direction from where he's standing now when Shabbos starts. But on the other hand, we cannot let him become a shvisa by the tree, because part of the tree, which may have been the part that he was referring to, since the statement was made vaguely, is the part of the tree is out of the 2,000 amas from where he's standing when Shabbos starts. So he cannot become a shvisa there. That Erev does not work. Just like any time somebody tries to make Erev Tchumen, and he places the box of matzahs or the peanut butter jar, which you could use for Erev Tchumen, since it's used to eat with bread, or the container of jelly. If that's out of his 2,000 amas by the beginning of Shabbos, then his Erev Tchumen does not work. Now, if the person, Tosfos tells us, if the person is in town, he's in his hometown, when he makes an Erev Tchumen, and the Erev Tchumen is unsuccessful, let's say it was placed in an invalid place, it was placed somewhere too far away, or there's some other psul in the Erev Tchumen, so he gets by default, he goes back to his hometown, there's a regular 2,000 amas. Since this person is a traveler, he does not have his basic hometown with his basic 2,000 amas. So if he would say nothing, we could assume that he wants to, because shvisa, make his home base the place where he is standing when Shabbos begins. However, if he is eager himself, he removes himself from there by saying he wants to become a shvisa by a tree, or by some other landmark, and And the attempt to make this Erev Tchumen by speech is unsuccessful because the landmark or part of that landmark is out of his 2,000 amas from where he's standing on Shabbos Tarek. And he's stuck. He cannot walk more than Dal amas, 4 amas each direction from where he's standing at the beginning of Shabbos, or as soon as he realizes his problem and the mistake that he made. This is all according to the Shita of the Rebbe Shainim, the way the Shulchan Aruch understands them. The Shulchan Aruch does mention, Bachava does mention over here in some tough test, Sifid Aleph, there's a Shita Rambam. The Rambam holds that anytime somebody he makes this unsuccessful attempt at an Erev, and let's say the tree, a part of the tree is more than 2,000 amas away, he gets up to 2,000 amas. He can walk up to 2,000 amas from where he's standing, just cannot go further than that. But the Rambam also holds, the other way, the Chumra, that let's say the entire tree is within this 2,000 amas. However, he's vague about which part of the tree he wants to use. That means the entire tree is more than 8 ounces big, so there's no one middle central part of the tree that we know for sure he has in mind to use. And let's say the tree is 8 or 9 ounces big. And the whole tree is within 2,000 ounces, but he just says he wants to, because of Shvisi, he wants to make his home base for the Shabbos by this tree, and he doesn't say which part of the tree. So we said, according to the first Shita, we said that as long as the whole tree is within 2,000 ounces, we say it works. And just when he gets to the tree, he can only go 2,000 or 2,004 amas from the beginning of the tree, because we have to assume that he meant the worst case scenario, the nearest part of the tree. The Rambam holds that since it was vague, the whole Erev Tchumen is invalid, and he falls back default, and he starts his 2,000 amas, or 4 plus 2,000 amas, in a place where he's standing in the beginning of Shabbos. So from the Shittas Rambam comes out the Chumra and the Kula. Comes out the Chumra that even if the whole tree is in his 2,000 amas, the whole landmark is in his 2,000 amas, but he was being vague, the Rambam comes out a Chumra that he only gets 2,000 amas where he's standing. We cannot give him 2,000 amas past any part of the tree, even the nearest side of the tree. But the Rambam comes out, let's say a Chumra comes out from the Rambam where it's harder for him. But also comes out Kula from the Rambam that for any other reason the Erev is invalid, let's say the tree is too far away from him, he still gets 2,000 amas from where he is standing. Now Mr. Brewer quotes Elio Rabba saying, Mr. Brewer is in the Siman Tov Tes of Kan Ein Aleph, as saying that the main Shita, the Shita of Rebbe Shainim, and is the Shita, the first Shita that we said before, not like the Rosh Tes Rambam, and therefore the person who's in this scenario that he got stuck at for Shabbos, he got out of his car and he started walking and he picked some landmark which he wants to make a verbal Erev Tchumen by without placing his physical Erev over there, and the first Shita, as we said, holds. Is of the opinion that as long as the entire tree is within your 2,000 amas, even if you're vague about which part you're using, so you can use the benefits of the tree. Just you have to start counting your 2,000 amas once you get to the tree from the nearest side of the tree. You go to the Chumrah, but that much you do gain that you can walk 2,000 amas past at least the nearest side of the tree. That is how the Eli Rabba passes like the first Shita in Shulchan Aruch. That is the implication of Shulchan Aruch, that the Ikar Shita is the first Shita. However, the Bir Halacha is not happy with this. He brings the many Rishonim. Two hold like the Rambam, whether they hold the entire Shittas Rambam, or at least they adopt this part, this Chumrah, the more stringent part of the Shittas Rambam. We saw Rashi and Mem Testament of Days has a second chat that has a different chat Shmuel. This entire first Shittin Shulchan Aruch is based on the first chat, Rashi's chat Shmuel. That the one when it says we say in the Gemara, the one is like a Chamar Gomel, that he's pulled the both ways of Chumrah, it just means that we use both ends of the tree against him. The whole tree must be within his 2,000 amas. Yeah, he only gains 2,000 amas past the tree from the near side of the tree. However, the second Chan Rashi, which Rashi does not like, however, our Rabbeinu Hananel that we have printed on the side of our Gemara, goes like that shot, and therefore we must, there should be a lot of feels that we should be chosh for that Shita, we should worry about the Shita, feels that Shmuel Chamar Gomel means the person is stuck, that he can only go from his place to the tree, because maybe his Kadesh Shvisa where he's standing now, and therefore he only gets 2,000 amas past where he's standing now, or maybe he's Kadesh Shvisa by the tree, in which case he gets 2,000 amas from all directions to the tree. So since we have to go Lachumra both ways, Chamar Gomel, he gets 2,000 amas between himself and the tree, and cannot go anything past the tree. And therefore, the Bialacha tells us that one should be careful to, even in a case where an entire tree or an entire fence is within 2,000 amas, and he knows that even if judging from using the near side of the tree or the near part of the fence, the landmark, he will still be able to make it to his destination if he counts 2,000 amas from there. One should be careful to specify an exact place they want to become a Shvisa. This is what we walk out with in this halacha, is that if one is stuck on the side of the road and he sees that he's more than 2,000 amas away from his destination, and there's no there's no large ear that's going to help him, it's an isolated place that he needs to get to, a bungalow colony that's in the middle of nowhere, or at least he does not know that it's connected to any city or any larger area, and he's going to come out to the halacha of Ardaf and say that he wants to, kind of shvisa, he wants to make his main base for Shabbos at some landmark that he sees down the road, which he knows is within 2,000 amas of him and 2,000 amas of his destination where he plans to get to. He should be very careful to specify. Either he should use a small landmark that's less than 8 amas in size, any road sign or anything to that effect. However, if he's using a larger landmark, and that would mean, let's say, he's using a large tree or something to that effect, then he should be careful to specify exactly which part of the landmark he wants to use, the trunk of the tree, or any other specific part, and then he'll be kind of shvisa in that part, and it will work. So they should not get involved in this machlokes between the first sheet and Shulchan Aruch and the sheet of the Rambam, which the Bir Halacha would like us to kechayshish for.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.